After World War II, many refugees from mainland poured into Hong Kong, and by 1951, the population exceeded 2 million. As society began to stabilize, the immigrants' next generation was born and raised in Hong Kong, resulting in a sharp increase in the number of children. In 1961, the proportion of children under the age of 15 accounted for 40% of the total population, prompting the government to pay more attention to their needs, thus influencing Hong Kong's planning and development. In view of the rapid growth in the number of school-aged children, the government boosted the resources for education. In the 1950s, the government mainly developed primary education and later extended its efforts to secondary education. In 1978, the government implemented 9 years of free education. In this way, it cultivated a number of outstanding people and laid a strong foundation for Hong Kong's future development. Rediffusion Television was the first TV station to broadcast children's programs, and other TV stations followed likewise. The number of children's songs on children's programs also increased, and many well-known children's songs were produced. The classic children's songs in Hopscotch Songbook were written for the first children's program, Hopscotch, which was produced by Television Broadcast Limited and accompanied many of today's Hong Kong adults as they grew up.